You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers. Fennell Hall is temporarily closing its doors during the spring 2020 semester in order to renovate and update the building. The hall has already been partially emptied, with floors 7 through 9 left vacant. The remaining students living in the building are required to move to another residence hall at the end of the fall semester. The renovations are set to be complete by the end of the summer so that the building can be reopened for the fall 2020 semester. With finals week fast approaching, the Oswego State Dean of Students Office and the Counseling Center are hosting stress relief programs to help students manage the extra stress of the end of the semester. The events are part of the Campus Stress-Free Zone program. Events planned include candlelight yoga, therapy dogs, painting, planetarium events, and massage therapy. Outreach coordinator for the Counseling Center, Kyle Zentars.
It's a hectic time for a lot of students, and just having things that they can go to either between studying, to decompress after a test, to prepare for going into an exam, something like that. We're running just different events that can be useful for different people.
The events are planned to start the week of December 2nd and will be held in the Penfield Library and the Murano Campus Center. The Political Science Club held an event last Wednesday called Yes, We Can All Get Along. The debate was held in an effort to show that people from different political parties could come to an agreement on different political issues in contrast to current events happening on social media. Professor Jackie Shellkraut, an associate professor of criminal justice at Oswego State and a national expert in mass shooting research, is coordinating efforts to send out thousands of holiday cards to the families and communities affected by mass shootings.
I think it's about doing something bigger than yourself and recognizing that, you know, we all make certain decisions in life, but sometimes decisions are made for us. And so I think recognizing that, you know, here by all intents and purposes, you had these very intact families. You had parents who were very loving to their children, or, you know, they were loved spouses or sisters or brothers. I think that there's a relatability there. And so being able to not necessarily put yourself in those shoes, but to recognize that loss when we are such a society of me, 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 I think it's really cool.
The list of communities Shellkraut sends cards to grows each year as more shootings occur.
Last year was really difficult having to add my own community into that, you know, a place that I grew up. And I mean, I've known it one way my entire life for the most part. And then all of a sudden it's completely different. And so I can sort of get that same feeling for these other communities that are going through it, where you stand in front of a building and it looks exactly the same as it always has looked, but it's never the same again.
This will be the third year that cards will be sent out. If you would like to learn more, please follow the Cards for Kids by Jackie Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in next week.